Welcome to the Bread Detection Hotline. Today, we're joined with our co-host, Cody, and Racism, a.k.a. Deontay.
Fucking racism.
Yeah, dude. Now we're not a racist podcast, but we do have racism on as a co-host. Only for this episode, though.
Hey! At the end of his username, it's a question mark.
Oh yeah, so it's not even like is racism even real? Question mark.
Yeah.
So what have you guys been up to in life?
Absolutely nothing.
I lost $25,000.
You lost or got?
I lost.
How?
Well. It all started around 3 days ago.
In the summer of 1986.
No.
It was the summer. The summer of 1886.
Doesn't matter.
It was the summer of 1736.
I don't think it was 1736.
I took my finger off my phone screen and I lost $25,000.
You took your what?
What the fuck were you doing?
Did you guys not hear about the Mr. Beast last person to take their finger off their screen wins $25,000.
Wow, oh. Nice one, dumbass.
Dude, okay. In my defense, okay, listen. I think it's still going on. I'm not even sure. But this was like 3 days ago. I made it 30 minutes in, okay?
Okay.
Only?
Listen, it's something. At least I didn't die in like the first 5 seconds. But I have my finger on my phone. I'm watching Adventure Time, and because obviously there had to be a challenge in it. Because if you just had your phone, like your finger on your phone, everyone wouldn't no one would let go, right?
Dude, I just hot glued my finger to my phone.
Exactly. So what they did was every certain time period, a circle will pop up. And your finger has to touch that circle in less than 5 seconds or else you're automatically out. And I was looking at my window because a bunch of tiny ants were crawling in. I don't know how, but they were crawling in and I was distracted.
What's the big ants?
No, the tiny red ants.
Tiny ants.
Well, the tiny versions of ants. I don't know if they're
You just hear Mikey in his room. Fuck!
No, I was because they were crawling all over my table. I'm like, bruh, where are you guys even coming from? I'm looking at my window, the tiny little hole in my window. I look down, and in disappointment, I just look at my phone, and it says, "You lose." I just scream, "No, no!"
We could have split that between me, you, Jesse.
Yeah, and I go up to my mom and I'm like, "I'm sorry, I failed us, and I just lost $25,000."
Is it is it a screen or can you just go out to other apps, but you can't just go of your screen?
Worst decision of my life.
Never. Okay.
Huh? What?
Okay. Never answered my question.
Oh, because I had to walk away. What was the question?
Was it a certain screen, or can you just go to your homepage and go on Instagram?
No, it was a specific app you had to download, and it was just controlled there. The biggest troll out of the whole thing was some people were streaming on Twitch. They would be streaming on Twitch, and this I saw a clip of one guy going "Oh, did we get any new donations?" And he was reading them, right? And one person named themselves Hey, the letter Z, and then Re, and the guy read
I've seen that.
The guy read the name, he's like, "Oh, thank you for donating, Hey Ziri." And his phone took it as "Hey Siri," so it turned on, and it made him move. And he was in for 3 hours. So many So many people lost because of it.
Hey, Zero Shishi. Yeah.
That's so messed up. I feel bad for that guy.
It's the biggest troll of this year. Like, by far. Could you imagine losing to someone just donated? Oh. And I think the second biggest troll, or probably a bigger troll than that, would have been if, because when you lose, like in the whole thing, you're allowed to vote how much the winner would get. So you can vote from $25,000
to $1.
To literally 1 cent. Not even a dollar. So people could like, drag a little bar, like, oh, you can get $19,000 or $19,500 or literally 1 cent. So, like, could you imagine?
Guy just has,
could you imagine guy just has the winner? His
finger on a screen for a year. Yeah. Only gets a cent.
Like, 3 days into the game, he's the last person, and just he gets 1 cent.
That's worth it.
I'd be Man. Pissed off. I'd rather lose.
If you were Mr. Krabs, you'd be fucking happy. You'd be bouncing on the wall with joy.
I'd rather join the mafia than that happen to me.
Mafia.
Well, yeah. So I lost $25,000. What else have you guys been into?
I've been a complete fucking virgin this whole quarantine, and I've been playing.
That's nothing new.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I've been unlocking. Platinum achievements, if you know what that is, if you play PS4.
Absolutely, I do.
Only one of them knows, and that's Deontay.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have an Xbox 360, Mikey.
What? Oh, yeah.
I had, first of all, I don't have a console at all. If I did, if I had the opportunity to buy a console, it would be a PlayStation. I had an Xbox 360.
Had you still had it?
Yeah, I had it.
You still owned an Xbox at one point.
Listen. Are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay.
God.
Okay. I just had to make sure you're listening. Deontay, are you listening? Deontay,
yes.
Oh, okay. You're listening. Listen, I don't know if I'm going for a stereotype or something, but I'm pretty sure that every Mexican kid has gone through like a stage where they have a PlayStation and then go to an Xbox 360 and then switch.
Yeah, because they use an Xbox 360 and they're like, wow, this is shit. And then they switch back to PS4 because, you know,
yeah,
PS4 is better. Not trying to start an argument. I'm literally just saying.
Except I never had the opportunity to switch because I'm poor.
F.
Up and Deontay left.
Yeah, I think his audio was glitching out again.
I don't think we've all talked about this, but what are your opinions on the PlayStation 5 look?
Slay Roof's fucking bummer. God damn it, Deontay. What the fuck?
Okay, for anyone that's listening.
Hey guys, it's Martin Luther King.
For anyone that's listening, we use Anchor to record our podcasts, and when you have to like use an invite link to join the recording call, and I don't know how, but you're able to change your name every time you leave and you enter, and Deontay's name now is Slavery Was a Bummer.
And not for the people who owned him, but you know.
Oh God. Anyways, Deontay, I was telling Cody, what are your opinions on the new PS5 look?
I like it.
Right, it doesn't look that bad.
It's better than the Xbox.
It was better than what people thought it was going to be, where it was going to look like the bottom of a vacuum cleaner.
Like people, like the rumors, quote, like the leaked pictures, like that one does not look appealing at all. It literally looks like
how much do you want to bet that was the design, but then people were like, nah, that looks ugly as fuck. And they're like,
I don't know because...
What, so they just pulled, like, a Sonic redesign?
No, no, I think, like, someone just made it because it doesn't look like something PS5 or, like, PlayStation or Sony would make, right? I feel like someone just, like, photoshopped something to make it look like, oh, it's leaked or something. Because it looks like as if we were in the year 2002, right? And Sony just like, oh, this is the PlayStation 3. Like they're aiming for that futuristic look at such an old time. It just looks something like that. It doesn't like I feel like the PS5 looks right for its time.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like something that's trying to aim to be futuristic.
Dude, I'm already saving up. I already have two. I'm halfway there.
It looks like a Wi-Fi router, and people are making fun of it. But hey, they get free advertising. So.
Even when I saw it, it didn't even come to my mind.
I was just like, hey, that looks pretty lit.
I'm starting to think that it didn't come to my mind because I don't own a router. So.
Oh, you're just using data?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Yeah.
I can't argue with that. I mean, that's the only thing I can.
Jesus.
I'm not trying to be mean, but if you're trying to have a conversation with another poor kid, I bet you would win.
Oh.
Or
I feel like I'm the most wealthiest poor kid.
Explain.
Because you have an iPhone.
No. Because I live in like the most shittiest place in California, in my opinion. Yet, like, not to brag or anything, but in my opinion,
I lost $250,000.
No, but in my opinion, I have some pretty good like fashion sense. Like when I go to buy clothes, like I'm not looking at some like plaid flannel or fucking classic red t-shirt. Like,
I don't think anyone would talk to you if you wore
exactly.
Those.
Like,
I wouldn't.
Like. When I go to shop for clothes, I'm like, damn, that looks fresh. Or like when I go to get hoodies, like damn, that's unique. I'm definitely not a hypebeast type, because I've been to stores where like there's jackets that like fucking shine or have LEDs or some shit. I'm like, that looks actually
ew.
That looks like a fucking monstrosity. But like like when I see like a classic like unique hoodie. Like, I'm like, damn, I'll cop that. Or, like, some good shoes. Because, like with Hypebeast, like anything that looks, like hideous, they'll buy it. And, like, if I look...
My jacket, see one? It's, like, it's fucking weird because the body part of the jacket is big, but the hood is small.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it.
Isn't that your Galaxy one?
I want to get it. Yeah.
Hey, do you know where the TV remote went?
Oh, no. Sorry. Thanks, Kale.
You gotta keep that in.
Yeah, I'm keeping everything in.
God damn it. Okay,
no,
so no, as, I saying,
TV remote is.
As I was saying, as I was saying, I want to get a new one. I want a jacket. Thank you.
Yo.
I want to get a hoodie with a zipper. I like those ones. Those ones are lit.
Yeah. I definitely, like...
Mm.
I feel like I'm good at picking good clothes. Or have, like, a tiny bit of, like...
Good, do you want like, confirmation or something? You've said this, like, twice now.
Deontay? Yeah. You haven't said anything for the past 5 minutes, so...
Absolutely.
You can't be talking.
That happened.
Because he was changing his username to Slavery Was a Bummer.
Yep. He's going to leave next, and he's going to be like, Martin Luther King wasn't assassinated. He just died of old age.
That's no.
Anyways, a lot has been happening in the world, especially, not even in the world. A lot has been happening in America.
In the universe? Oh.
a lot of basically, people just want America to do a reboot.
Wait, how far of a reboot?
Like, people want...
Factory resetting?
No, like, people want this football team to change their names. People want this Aunt Jemima syrup logo to change.
What? Change the Aunt Jemima logo?
Yeah.
That's a classic right there. Why?
Apparently, like, in old logos, like, over time, obviously, the logos change. But, like, the original logo, like, it just, I don't know the full story, but it, like, it isn't, like, it's just a, like, stereotypical drawn, like, old-timey black person.
Oh.
And so, it's like
Jemima, nobody thinks of it like that.
I know.
Yeah, they just think the syrup's good as fuck, and they just go on with their day. They don't inspect the logo close and go, yeah, that's racist.
That's the thing. Like all of a sudden, people like are starting to look into things. Like, I'm pretty sure the Redskins. It's a football team. I don't know about football. I just saw it on fucking news or something. But
oh yeah, their mascot's an Indian.
Yeah. There, people are like forcing them to change their name because apparently it has something to do with racism. Or,
oh my fucking god!
People are tearing down statues, like George Washington statues or shit, because apparently he was a slave owner. But I'm not defending it or anything. But back in the day, everyone was a slave owner, like even
except for poor people.
No, like. And literally every race was a slave owner. Like Mexicans, natives, white people, like literally everyone, even people of color were slave owners.
Oh, time to do my...
Interesting.
Yeah, so like that's like basically people just want like a whole reboot on everything, like make sure everything doesn't have a racial history pass or something like that.
I mean, if you dig deep enough, you probably find anything has a...
Yeah, like, at some point, everything is going to, like, lead back to racism or something. Like...
What are you guys doing this 4th of July?
Well, my mom's uncle was supposed to come. He was supposed to visit for a bit, but, of course, coronavirus all of a sudden...
Died.
No, coronavirus all of a sudden... Oh, my... Coronavirus all of a sudden goes like, hey, I'm back. And yeah, my mom's uncle is pretty old. So he's just scared of like just getting something.
So he didn't die. But if he comes down here, he might die.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
F.
I want to buy some fireworks, bro. Like.
I have fireworks.
Bruh. Lucky ass. But, like, if I go to Walmart or something, like, I don't want that cheap-ass, like, popper shit. Cause, like,
dude, I love the throwing popper things.
Yeah, those are awesome. I like those,
but what are you... I'm not saying they're bad. I just want fireworks.
I understand the actual fireworks are better.
Because, like, but, yeah. It's like, oh, it's 4th of July. Here, let me throw this popper pop, like, on the floor. And, like... 5 minutes later, like, oh, yep, that's 4th of July now. Like, I want to get some, like, big-ass fireworks and, like, light them up and, like, just try to not burn
aim
my house
at someone's
down.
House.
I have big-ass fireworks.
I'll probably see them from where I live.
Probably.
Don't do that in Chicago. They'll...
Man,
my dogs will probably shit their pants,
Minneapolis,
though.
Chicago, they've all been living in a firework.
Dude, okay. God.
I visited my grandma that lives in like a bad part of Chicago a couple years ago, and it was like near the 4th of July, and I just hear fireworks going off, and I was like, oh, this is all I got.
I get flashbacks.
To what?
Every time I hear the pop.
To what?
Don't ask. It all happened in Vietnam.
Well, we're gonna ask. Well, you brought it up, so we're gonna ask.
It all happened in Vietnam.
Uh-oh. I can tell where this story's going. Reminds me of my grandpa.
No, school's coming up. In like a month.
Oh, they're reopening again?
I don't know.
In a month? Shit!
But I hope they are reopening because I don't want to do Zoom. I don't want to do Zoom at all.
Yeah, I'd rather.
Yeah, I haven't even actually done it, so I have no complaints.
I just don't want to suffer through that. Like, just sitting in class, like, oh, here we have the quantum formula. Quadratic formula. Now write that down for your homework, or else you're being expelled from the Zoom call. Like, I just deadass want to go to school. Like, I don't want, like, everyone's, like, hates school, right? I hate school, but I like school because of the people, not because of the work.
I think that's everyone.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so messed up for me. I'm probably gonna be late for the first month of school because my schedule is all fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've been going to sleep at around 2 and waking up at 11. Like, that's. Oh my god. It's gonna take so long to readjust.
Yeah. Oh, I think Mike dead. Oh, he's back. One of those two. Nope, he's dead.
Yeah, I got my classes. Supposedly.
I have no idea what my classes are.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure everyone went to their schedule tab and they started looking at their classes for this year. And all of a sudden, the schedule tab just disappeared. And so no one was able, like, anyone else that wasn't able to find them, like, they can't find them at all.
See, doopsie.
Yes. Were you guys able to find?
No, I have no idea what my classes are.
Huh?
Keep talking.
Wait, what are we talking about now?
He said, were you able to find your classes?
Because
I was.
All right, we'll see ya. Tell Mikey I said bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Did he leave him?
That was left alone. You left.
Were you able to figure out your classes or no?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I saw my classes for a bit, but they're not confirmed. And yeah.
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 Do you want to end this episode here? Like, because we're not going to get to do the hour.
I don't know anymore.
Okay, well, this is the end of the episode.
This is, yep.
Go listen to Anchor.
Do it.
Yes, bye.
Yes, bye.